12 steps of construction. Once the construction drawings and other related documents have been completed and approved by the authority in jurisdiction, the project will then be awarded to a contractor by the client through a consultant. In this period, the construction of the proposed project will begin. Construction can be summarized into 12 stages. 1. Clearing of the ground. To begin the actual construction, the clearing of the ground from where the location of the project will be built is the first thing to consider. The construction personnel task is to free the construction site for any obstruction and debris that may obstruct and delay the construction. The temporary facilities such as engineer's office, labor's quarter, material storage room, temporary water, and electric supplies and other related facilities should also be constructed prior to the start of work. A site perimeter fence should also be constructed during this period. 2. Site layout and staking. This activity involves the setting of the reference points in a form of construction grid lines and marking off the gate level. This is performed to ensure that the grids have been set up on site according to approved plans. The reference point should be marked properly and should not be disturbed throughout the course of the construction. Grid lines according to the approved drawing should be laid out prior to construction. Depending on the complexity and size of the project, the construction grids can be laid out through the use of theodolite or related surveying instruments. A more traditional way of the layout of the construction grid is popular to use for small projects as through staking using batter board and strings. Batter board are temporary wooden frames used to suspend the strings. The strings are the representation of the grid lines at X and Y directions according to approved plans. These will serve as a guide throughout the construction, so it is important to fix a reference line in both directions to be used once the grids have been placed when needed in the construction. 3. Excavation. Once the layouts of construction points and grid lines have been completed, the excavation works begin. The excavation depth depends on the recommendation by the soil investigation report. But it is safe to say that the minimum excavation level for the footing to rest should stick to 1 meter below the gate level or the 0.00 level. Excavation works is a massive activity, therefore a proper caution should be observed during this stage. In the event that the excavation needed is along with the neighbor's existing structure exceeding 1.20 meter from your proposed level, then shoring support is recommended. 4. Compacting and laying of PCC. Compacting of the excavated surface should perform once we reach the desired excavation level. A layer of crushed gravel is then to be added during the compacting. In a standard compaction procedure, the final compacted layer should be checked in order to reach the desired degree of compaction to not less than 95% of the maximum dry density. It is then in this stage that an anti-termite treatment on the ground should also be considered. The laying of PCC or plain concrete cement should follow afterward in preparation for rebar works. PCC is usually composed of a 10 mm thick lean concrete for the footing rebar to be laid evenly leveled. 5. Foundation rebar and column starter bars. Once the laying of PCC has been set up, the rebar works for foundation and any foundation beams are the next activity. In this stage, the reinforcement of foundations is being prepared according to the structural schedule along with its formworks. The proper and standard concrete cover should be observed during this procedure. Starter bars for columns should also be installed accordingly before concrete pouring. 6. Concreting of foundations and column rebar installation. Concreting of foundations has to come next after the rebar works. The concrete to be poured should be properly vibrated for the concrete, especially the aggregates, to fully spread into the footing. Installation of column reinforcement on the previously installed column starter bars should be continued. A proper concrete cover should consider before closing the formworks. For substructure columns, an additional concrete cover of at least 50 mm has to be considered up to plinth level to protect the rebar for possible corrosion due to sulfate attack. 7. Concreting of column and bitumen paint applications. Once the concreting of stub columns has been completed, give time for the concrete to dry completely and apply at least 2 coats of bitumen paint for both footing and stub columns. Bitumen paint helps in absorbing moisture due to the soil to prevent seepage into the substructure concrete. 8. Setting up perimeter blocks. Install solid blocks along the perimeter or the edge of the proposed project. This is to establish a boundary between the inside and outside edges of the project. It is also helpful when the difference of inside floor finish level to outside pavement or ground level is significant. Two coats of bitumen paints should also apply afterward. In some cases, perimeter blocks are optional, especially for areas where the soil characteristics are too firm. 9. Backfilling and compacting. Once the substructures like foundation structures including the solid blocks have been installed completed, backfilling and compacting should take place. Backfilling and compacting should be done partially to make sure that the required degree of compacting has been met until reaching the bottom of the tie beam level. 10. Tie beam reinforcement, grade slab, and concreting. Preparation and installing the tie beam reinforcement as per the approved drawing is the next step to consider after the backfilling and compacting. Formworks with standard concrete cover are also included in this stage. Once the reinforcement works have been completed, we can start the concreting. Installing of grade slab mesh and concrete work is then to be followed. 11. Rebar works and concreting of columns. At this stage, the substructure component of our project has been completed. It is now time for the project to go up. The next thing to consider is the rebar works, shuttering or formworks and concreting to be done. Prior to concreting, we see to it that the columns followed the structural schedule. The formworks should be vertically level and a standard. Concrete cover has to maintain prior to the closing of forms. 12. Beam and slab works. Once the ground floor columns have been cast, it is time to prepare the project for beams and suspended slab reinforcement activity. Like any other structural members, beams and slab reinforcement should be followed strictly. Shuttering or formworks for slab and beams should be properly anchored and checked prior to concrete pouring. Step 11 can be repeated accordingly until such time that the structural frame or the core and shell of the structure has been completed. The architectural finishing works are then be followed. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe for more.